The Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse has condemned the Australian Defence Force for failures it says perpetuated a culture of abuse. In its latest report, the Commission focuses on a Navy shore base in Western Australia and an Army training base in Victoria, where between 1960 and 1980, senior recruits routinely intimidated and harassed junior recruits as young as 15. While improvements had been made since then, the Commission has also said ADF policies and training manuals for its cadets were inadequate and actually increased the risk of child sexual abuse. In Melbourne, Jane Lee reports.
Many former Army and Navy recruits told the Royal Commission of the abuse they endured when they were teenagers, training at Balcombe, an Army apprentice school in Victoria, and HMAS Lewin, a Navy shorebase in Western Australia. Some were held down while other recruits smeared boot polish or toothpaste on their genitals. Others were forcibly penetrated with objects. The Royal Commission's latest report says that children were subjected to degrading physical and sexual abuse at both organisations at the hands of senior recruits. Some of the abuse was perpetrated by staff members. It was unlike other institutions, where child sexual abuse was seen as taboo and hidden behind closed doors. The commissioners say that leaders knew and tolerated a culture in which senior recruits abused junior recruits in initiation rituals that were treated as rites of passage. The report says both the Army and the Navy's failures had allowed abuse to occur. Dr. Kathy Kesselman, the president of survivor group Blue Knot Foundation, said that the ADF could no longer afford to be complacent.
Look, I mean, I think within the armed forces, we assume that we have a hierarchy of control. But what we've seen, sadly, is that sometimes that's been a hierarchy of abuse. So I suppose, you know, we may expect that it would be different within our armed forces. It's very hard for me to judge which is better or worse. I think, you know, any institution which has failed to act in preventing child sexual abuse and responding appropriately to it has failed.
The report says that many survivors were too scared to report their abuse to senior officials for fear of being labelled dobbers and dishonourably discharged from service. At Balcombe, the report found that junior apprentices would have had to complain to senior apprentices, the very people most likely to have abused them. The commissioner said that reviews had led HMAS Lewin to improve its conditions since the 1970s, which likely reduced the number of people who were abused since then. Dr. Kesselman says the report's findings that current policies for ADF cadets displayed the incorrect legal age of consent showed that it still had not learned its lesson.
Look, I think, you know, there was no allowance for the special conditions, that this was a situation of supervision of young children, and really, you know, not taking full accountability or showing an understanding of what it means to be sexually abused as a child, and really the profound impacts that can have on people growing up. And we know that, you know, people have been lost to suicide or struggle really in their daily lives. And so, you know, to not prioritise this and get it right is really very disturbing.
The ADF responded to the Commission's report in a statement today. It said that they had started developing a defence youth safety framework before appearing before the Royal Commission. It also said that the hearing provided a greater impetus to speed up its reforms and improve its youth safety regime. The Vice Chief of the Defence Force, Vice Admiral Ray Griggs, said that failures of the past would not be forgotten. He said that survivors were owed a debt of gratitude for sharing their stories, which had helped change the Defence Force.
Vice Chief of the Defence Force, Vice Admiral Ray Griggs, ending Jane Lee's report.